Podcast Help Desk Quick Hits number 5 for October 2nd, 2016. I'm Mike Dell, and I wanted to take 5 minutes and revisit what I talked about in Quick Hit number 2. If you've just subscribed to Quick Hits, you'll notice that there was a really, really, really long hiatus between episode 2 and 3. So now I'm doing them more often. I went back and listened to episode 2. Episode 1 is still fun, so listen to that one. But episode 2, things have changed. Category podcasting in PowerPress has become usable. Actually, quite nice. The one caution I still want to say is if you've already got an existing podcast on your website and you're using the default feed, unless you want to change the default feed to a category feed, you still need to do channels. But if you're just starting out, just starting a website, and you're going to do more than one podcast from that website, I now recommend categories. I know, big change. But Angelo and the team over there at Blueberry, our development team down in the Columbus office, have improved PowerPress. Especially the category podcasting feature. And what I would say is when you do set up a category or set up your category feeds, make sure you turn on strict category podcasting. And that does a couple of things. That makes it so that your podcast feed is independent of the actual category that you select in WordPress. If you turn on strict category podcasting, when you post your episode, there's a category selection in the podcast episode box. You'll still want to put it in the category for your website, but you can put it in more than one category for your website and still just have it be in that one feed for the category you select down in the podcast episode box. And another thing that is really nice, both in channels and categories, it's changed, is the statistics. If you select strict category podcasting in statistic, or you know, and use that feed, go into the category settings for that podcast under category podcasting, and there you'll notice there's an other settings tab. And in that other settings tab, you put the stats redirect you want for that particular category, and voila! They're separate. So you know, if someone downloads an episode from category one, it'll only show up in category one statistics. And if it shows up in category two, it'll show up in category two statistics. And you still have to set up some things in the basic PowerPress settings, but you can, you know, set up most things in the category podcast settings. But like I said, certain global defaults you have to do in the main settings. But you don't have to fill out that whole thing if you're just using categories. And also, as a bonus, you can still use the main feed from the website to have a feed that has all your episodes in it. So that works pretty good. But so I've kind of changed my mind on categories now that they've been improved. Everything works a lot better than it used to. And it's actually quite nice. And another thing about strict categories, that also has the player and the subscribe links that are underneath the player all correspond with that particular podcast versus a different podcast. And if you're using the fancy new Blueberry player, it'll pull the artwork from the listing for that category versus your main listing, so you'll be able to have different artwork on the different players. So it pretty much made categories completely separate versus part of WordPress. Well, it's all part of WordPress, but you know what I mean. So most of the problems I talked about in episode 2 have been solved. So feel free to use categories and call me about it if you have problems. Over at Blueberry Support. Catch me later.